How is it having this big Jesus bus stop right outside your shop?
Personally, I don't think Jesus should be thrown in anybody's face. I don't think it belongs in anywhere that has to do with anything that people pay for.
This is Juan. He works at a tattoo shop near a Jesus is Lord bus bench on Colorado and 21st in Old Colorado City. He asked that we not use his last name. He's worked at the shop for 6 years, and he's never liked the bus stop outside his workplace.
I just thought it was goofy that Jesus on a bus stop. There's no reason to advertise Jesus when everybody already knows who he is.
The advertisements were purchased by Reverend Lawson Perdue, who leads the Karis Christian Center near Garden of the Gods Road. When the Mountain Metro Transit System told him they may not renew his advertising contract, he said in a statement on his Facebook page that his First Amendment rights were being infringed upon. I visited three different Jesus is Lord bus stops, the one in Old Colorado City, one on West Garden of the Gods Road, and one on Centennial Boulevard. I talked to people at each bus stop, and unlike Juan, most didn't mind them.
So what?
These bus stops? Do you know what I'm talking about?
This I don't know.
Oh, it's right. Garrett Thorpe works at Core Power Yoga across the street from the Jesus is Lord bus stop on Garden of the Gods Road. Before we talked, he hadn't noticed it. Now that he knows it exists, Thorpe says the advertising doesn't bother him.
I'm fine with it. I think I'm not Christian, I'm not Muslim, I'm not any religion, but I feel that Jesus is kind of, his thought was love and kindness, and I'm definitely for that.
Norma Martinez moved to Colorado Springs from New Mexico about 30 years ago. She lives down the street from the Jesus is Lord bus stop in Old Colorado City. I found her cleaning windows outside her home.
This bus stop?
Yeah, down the street that says Jesus in big letters.
Oh, that one, okay.
Yeah. She hadn't noticed it either, but she says there's a lot of negativity in her neighborhood, and as a Catholic, she's glad to see that message.
To me, that's maybe, to some people, maybe giving them a little bit of hope to where they believe in Jesus, or...
In an official statement, Mountain Metro Transit System admits it, quote, acted hastily in asking Pastor Perdue to change his advertising, unquote. It also says the Jesus is Lord benches will continue to be permitted. For KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.